Yes, hi. It's my Hollywood Family First Care.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, great to hear. So you see, you called us back that you want the services, right?
Yeah, but I was wondering how much I was starting off.
What do you say?
I said I was seeing how much I was starting off.
So you want to know our rate? What do you want to know?
Yes.
I didn't catch that.
Yes.
So as I told you yesterday, so our rate is usually around 14 per hour. If it's under 40, it might be approved for a little bit more. It all depends, you know, on how much hours you're getting at the end. But we do pay overtime, which means time and a half for over 40 hours. We have a sign-on bonus for $200. And we pay certain holidays to a certain extent.
Okay. Well, I had found somewhere that was paying a little bit more. It was paying me 16. So I think I will just go with them because they think they're starting off 16.
So technically, we might be able to give you a little bit more than 16 at the end. We'll see how much you'll get approved because, you know, maybe they give you 16. We might be able to give you more than 16. So I guess if you can try to, I don't know which one you want to apply, like to help you with the process. But at the end, once you know how much hours you have, you can check back with us if we can give you a better rate. And I guess.
And y'all get paid. Y'all pay every week.
I think so. I think that's the way it works. I'm not sure, but yes, you should be getting paid every week.
Okay. So, when do you want to start the process? And you sure you can up my pay to 16? Well, you say more than that. It depends on how many
16,
hours you get.
Yes. Yeah. Let's say 16.50. I cannot promise you since, you know, we only approve the rate. Supervisor approves the rate after, you know, he knows how much hours there is and, you know, it depends on the region. So, but we might be able to give you a better rate, better than 60. So,
okay. So,
me to help you start the process and, you know, we'll see then you can still go shop around for agencies by that time.
No, you can't. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm shopping around with different agencies, like, to see who is better. But I just need to know for sure, is y'all paid every week? Because I'm looking for something that get paid every week.
So we definitely pay every week. Let me just clarify just one second.
Okay. Yo.
And family says I gotta pay every week. Yeah, so you should be getting paid every week. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. But when can we start?
Sure. So I'll have you started with the first two steps. So the first one is gonna be I can transfer you to the broker where you can schedule an assessment, the first assessment for the patient. I'll give you the number as well. Want to take their number?
Yes. Let me get something and write it down.
Take your time.
Let me get something and write it down real quick. You done? Want me to take that? Thank you. You want to keep it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm ready for the number.
Okay, so the number is 877.
Mm-hmm.
550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
4227?
Yes, 4227.
Okay.
Yep. So I can go ahead and transfer you after our call. I can transfer you to
okay, so how long will I be on the phone with them? Because I'm currently in the mix of doing something right now. What time do they close?
So usually the phone call takes about half an hour. They have to say certain things, whatever. So I'll not transfer you, but you can try calling whenever you have a chance. They might be, you know, want to confirm as well, like the patient's name and date of birth from the patient themselves. So you can.
Oh, they want to talk to them themselves, or can I talk? Can they talk to me?
So they can talk to you, but they want to hear like a confirmation from the patient themselves, like just the name and date of birth. So if you can bring up the patient on the line, or let's say when you're with the patient, I guess it's better to call where you can reach the patient. So that's about that. Just one small thing, if you have time, we have to schedule the telehealth access to sign the PCP form.
Okay, can you repeat the last thing you said?
Yes. So just one small thing, if you have 2 or 3 minutes, we have to call and schedule the telehealth access to sign the PCP form. So basically, a doctor needs to sign that the patient needs services. So we have a telehealth doctor that can complete it over the phone.
Okay, well, you have to talk to him, or you can talk to me, or do he have to be here?
They can talk to you. They can talk to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. So I'll go ahead and call them. Let me just create real quick the referral, and I'll call them to schedule, okay?
Okay.
Hold with me for a moment. And the best contact number would be this number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Agency family first, patient name, okay, and the patient's name. And Jasmine is the last name?
Yes, Josma.
Okay. Putting in phone number.
His number or my number?
Your number.
215-668-1439.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And putting in. Six. And the patient is a male or female?
He's a male.
Male. Okay, and I'm putting in now the Medicaid ID. Please confirm. Okay, so now that it's created, let's go ahead and call in the telehealth doctor. Just hold for a moment.
Okay.
Best Medical. Zero is unavailable. To dial another. Thank you for calling New York.
Okay.
310 is unavailable. Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you are to reach.
Hello, and thank you for calling Beacon Health Group C.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extent.
Okay, it looks to me that they're not available, so I'll have them email to call you back. They'll call you from 718 in New York Company, and they will schedule with you the appointment. Okay, once you know when the first assessment is scheduled with the broker, you can let me know, okay?
Okay, I will let you know. I will do that first thing tomorrow morning when I get up.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you.